Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I am so excited you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer with a business that has been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, the right mindset, and the right education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. I'm super excited about today's episode because it's a little bit different than what we normally do on the podcast. Today's episode is a live coaching call with my current semester students all about model teams. During this call, myself and two of my Seniorology semester graduates, Jaden Giorgiani of Jaden Giorgiani Photography and Becky Warzak of Be Lizzie Photography, join me to answer questions that were submitted by the current students all about model teams. It's such a great conversation that I thought it would be the perfect episode to share with y'all. Not only will you hear the answers to some great questions regarding models and model teams, but you will get a glimpse into the Seniorology semester and how coaching calls work. If you aren't familiar with the Seniorology semester, it is my signature six-month group coaching program designed specifically to help photographers become the go-to senior photographer in their area. This program includes two group coaching calls per month, like the one that you're about to hear, access to me to help you with your business throughout the 6 months, recorded lessons on marketing, branding, pricing, in-person sales, social media, systems and workflows, and so much more. You also get my entire template library, which contains marketing materials such as Done For You What to Wear magazines, session prep guides, model marketing templates, social media templates, Done For You emails, Done For You blog posts, and lots more. If you're looking to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book your calendar full of senior sessions, make four figures per senior session, and be the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology semester is for you. To find out more and apply, go to www.seniorology.com/semester. There are currently 3 spots available, and I would love for you to grab one. Don't forget that today's episode is part 1 of 2, so be sure to come back next week to listen to more questions and answers all about senior model teams. And if you have questions regarding model teams that are not answered during this coaching call, be sure to email me at info@seniorology.com or DM me on Instagram. I can't wait to hear from you. Now, without further ado, let's listen in to the coaching call. Okay, so one of the first questions we got was, are you in constant contact with the models once they are on the team? So, Jaden, I'll let you start, then Becky, you answer, and then I'll chime in.
I try to stay pretty connected with them through like a group Instagram message. Post it like every now and then. I try to remind myself to like just check in with them and ask them like if they're up to anything new lately or anything like that. And then I have 4 girls this year, and there's one that she will text me just randomly, but she goes to school with my kids. So like she sees them in the hallway and she'll like text me and, you know, send me like cute pictures of my kids throughout the day. So like, she's the only one that I've kind of taken off of Instagram and connected with. For shoots and stuff, I start reminding them. I mean, I have all of my dates set in advance, but I start reminding them about shoots probably a month in advance. I mean, and like weekly, just drop in there, like, you know, just pop it in to let y'all know that this is coming up faster than you think. And half the time I get a reply, half the time I get a double tap. Sometimes I get nothing, but I can see that they've seen it. It just depends on the day.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Becky?
I am actually kind of surprised how much I talk to my models. I didn't think I was going to talk to them this much, but we talk a lot, and I have 5 girls, and some of them want to participate more than others. Mm-hmm. And so obviously those girls I talk to more. We have a group text because they said that like they never check their Instagram messages. Mm-hmm. But like Jaden said, like, I'm constantly like, hey, we're doing our Halloween shoot this date. Who's got their costume? Week later, hey, just checking in. You got this many days, because mm-hmm. I have noticed that, like, if I don't stay on top of them, they will, you know, they don't handle it. They're teenagers. So, I would say that I talk to them a lot, probably on a weekly basis. And then like each month I've found that I'm kind of giving them any dates that I need them for, mm-hmm. or dates that I'm thinking about just doing some random shoots. So whoever's available, just to kind of keep it fresh in their memory.
Right. Yeah. And I will say that when I'm really good about keeping in touch with them, you know, they may not always respond, but they feel really good about the fact that you're keeping in touch with them, right? So I do think it's a good idea to keep in contact, but I'm also one of these people that understands that we have a life and we have our own family and we have a business to run, and our focus is not always 24/7 model. So I don't think it's necessary to every day check in with them, right? I mean, definitely you want to. I mean, like both of these ladies said, weekly is probably a good rule of thumb. Making sure you're liking anything that they are posting on Instagram makes them feel connected to you. Obviously, you want to keep in touch when it comes to shoots and that kind of info. But I do think, you know, outside of shoots, checking in with them every so often is a good idea, because we have to remember that, you know, we are trying to build somewhat of a relationship with them so that they have a good experience. So checking in with them, you know, on things like, did you have fun at homecoming? Like, you know, these things are going on, just send a quick text. I don't always get a response. In fact, I was just kind of complaining to one of them on Sunday. I was trying to make it a joke, but one of them had their individual senior photo shoot. And 3 days prior to her shoot, I had sent out a message that asked them, do you want to participate in a Friendsgiving? It's something I've done over the years. I wanted to make sure they were on board with it before I wasted my time planning it. And it was crickets. Nobody responded. Okay. And so a little while later, I sent another message that said, I'm going to need an actual typed out response from you because they just don't get it. I don't know what it is, but they don't communicate the way we communicate. So I just was like, I'm going to need an actual response. So I've just gotten to where I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to ask for the response if I don't get the response initially. And I still didn't get everybody to respond. I mean, out of 23 girls, I think 10 responded at that point. But I had to do 2 messages. One was just a question, which you would assume would result in an answer, but it didn't. Yeah. And the next one was, I need an answer. And, you know, so communication is sometimes difficult with teenagers. I mean, it just is what it is. But at the very least, I think us making sure we're communicating with them doesn't keep them in the dark, right? So, you know, the response rate might vary, but at least we're doing our jobs, right? So on that note, somebody did ask, how do you communicate with your team? Are there any apps or do people use Facebook, even though teenagers aren't on Facebook anymore? So the answer to that question is, Jaden said Instagram message. I use GroupMe. I used to use a group text message, but my teams got so big, Apple didn't let you have, but what is it, 20 on a text chain? I'm not sure. I think it's 20. So I was forced to go to GroupMe. The one thing I will say about GroupMe that I love is you can do a poll. You can do an RSVP. Like it has different things that you can utilize where all they have to do is tap yes or no, which is helpful, especially since they don't like to respond. The RSVP is helpful because a lot of times I will give two different dates, let them vote on it. And that's the date we choose because that way it takes that out of my hands and majority rules. And that poll comes in handy there. Of course, you can probably do, maybe you can't do a poll on an Instagram DM.
I usually just do a Google sheet, like a Google form or whatever. And I'll drop the link into Instagram and ask them. And I even put, anytime I do that though for dates, I'll put a neither one works because then it gives them like something to click if they can't click the other two. And I know they've seen it and done it.
Right. So that's a good tip, which I will probably use that tip myself in the GroupMe. The good thing about GroupMe is it's one th└└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ I have used Facebook messages back in the day when 2012, when Facebook was all the rage. And that worked fine too. I did have 1 year that I thought it would be a really good idea to have a Facebook group for the moms of the models. And I did it 1 year and I will never do that again. Because it just, I don't know. It was just that year and the moms just, to me, were passive aggressively trying to one-up each other. Oh, look at my daughter and how pretty she is kind of thing. And I was like, okay, I'm done. So I don't do that anymore. It is what it is. Becky, do you just use text or DM or what?
I do use text. I used to use Instagram like Jaden. And mm-hmm. Jaden, sometimes I would just do like, I'm thinking about doing a shoot with this. Who's interested? And then I would do yes and no in separate questions and have them just like
Okay. Yeah, that works too. Cause clearly they do like a double tap. They just don't like to have to type out an answer.
And I feel like group communication, I always drop into that Instagram message because I can see who's seen it and who hasn't.
Yes.
And but there are definitely girls on my team that I've had to just bring, I've just had to give up and text them direct. Not give up, but like, I just have to text them directly because I know they're never going to reply on this message, whether they see it or don't see it. But if I text them directly, mm-hmm. then they will respond to me. And then this year, yeah. I actually have one whose mother seems to be managing her appearances. Okay. And so I spent more time like DMing the mom. She'll always like message me and ask me for the details and all the things. And I want to like, you know, can you ask your daughter? Because she has all the details, but if the mom's going to make sure she shows up and she's dressed appropriately and she's there, then I'm just going to flick the details over to her too.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the moms and we're talking about communication, one thing I have started doing, and I did not always do this, is every so often, not often, but like maybe a couple of times a year, I will send the moms a group email just updating them. So here's, because I've also found that the girls don't always share the photos with the moms.
Well, I sent all the parents a link to the gallery that the girls get in the beginning of the year.
Yeah. So I did have one time, I think this was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, where one of my models just seemed to never show up to any of the photo shoots. Now she was in the group message. She got the info just like everybody else. She had the opportunity to come just like anybody else, but she just didn't come a lot. And maybe about, I guess it was March of the year she was a spokesmodel, the senior sent me a text that was very out of character for the senior. And it was like, why wasn't I included in this photo shoot? And I was like, wait a minute, what do you mean? Why weren't you included? You're in the group message. And I picked up the phone and called the mother. Cause I was like, this is very out of character for this girl. Her name is Morgan. And I just was like, did I miss something? What's going on? And through talking to the mother, what I found out is Morgan was not telling her mom about any of the shoots we had had. And we had probably had like 7 at this point. And so the mom thought that I wasn't holding up my end of the bargain. And had I not called her that day because of the text I got from Morgan, she would just assume that she was paying for something that she was not in fact getting. So I was like, oh my gosh, you know, that was kind of an eye opener to the fact that, I mean, yes, common sense tells you teenagers don't typically tell their parents everything, but like, I just didn't know the level of, you know, this mother not realizing that we had done 7 shoots and the girl herself just chose not to come for whatever reason, right? So again, communication with the teenagers. I don't want to involve the moms too much because that can be its own set of problems. But again, every so often, either sharing the links of the photos with the parents to make sure they at least see that you did in fact do a shoot, or every so often just sending an email that just kind of updates them and saying, you know, this is what we have done thus far. This is what we still have, you know, that kind of thing. So, so in general, I think whether you get responses back or not, communication is, it's always better to be over communicate. Like nobody can blame it on you if you didn't do it, right? Like, cause you're sending the messages. So, so GroupMe, Instagram, DM, a group text. Those are probably the best ways to keep in touch. Okay.
Leslie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just an idea, what I started doing was during the application process, mm-hmm. I, at the very bottom in the parent section, mm-hmm. I asked if they want to be included in any of the information. And mm-hmm. if so, how do they like to respond to it? And I got a lot of feedback of like, yes, I want to know. So then in their first initial email, I send all the dates to the my model team, and then I send all the dates and what's happening to the parent so they know. And if they ever have questions, I said, hey, just refer back to that welcome email. It has all the upcoming dates. And then I usually just send it yep. both of like, hey, just an FYI, make sure you let your parents know or that it's coming or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that way I've got a really good feedback from that. They're like, right. yes, I want to, because I mean, I have a teenager and he literally does not communicate.
Right.
And I mean, we're dealing with college baseball right now and you can't talk to the college baseball team, like the coach. And I'm like, what time do you have to be there? I don't know. We'll ask because I can't ask. So like, right. like it's killing me. So
yes, yes. No, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's absolutely a great mm-hmm. idea. Definitely. At the very least, make sure you're getting all the parents' info on that application. But I do like that added question of how, you know, do you want to be involved? How do you want to communicate? That's good. Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Good tip. Good tip. All right. Let's go to the next question. Awesome. Oh, what, Jane?
I send all my parents like a welcome magazine that goes over what each shoot's going to be throughout the year. Cause I've already got my date set. So mm-hmm. I send them that. It tells them how to schedule their individual session and like all of that.
Yeah.
And then I can, just like she said, with just go back to that original email. I just say, you know, check that link. All the details are there.
Yep. Okay, good. Yep. Yeah, good idea. Very good idea. That way they are completely informed and you don't end up with a mom that thinks you're not doing any photo shoots like I did. okay. All right. The next question is, do you have planned shoots and send them an itinerary for the year? Which I think we've sort of already answered this question. That yes, I don't have every date. I'm not that organized because I don't want to miss a child's sporting event. I don't have their schedule yet. So I have some scheduled and some are quote unquote pop-up that they vote on a date. But Jaden, like she said, she does have them all scheduled ahead of time.
Well, I schedule my 4 that are promised ahead of time. Right. And then okay. I do pop-ups throughout.
Right. Okay. And then Becky, did you pre-schedule everything? No. Yeah.
I feel like I have an idea and like they mm-hmm. know the ones that we're definitely going to do. Mm-hmm. And I will say, okay, so we're going to do a styled shoot for Valentine's Day. So, you know, plan for that but I don't have the dates. Cause yeah. I feel like that too, like stuff will come up and right. then I'm rescheduling and,
yep.
but I should be more, organized.
It's too long of a year for me to know what I'm going to be doing in March of next year to say that I'm guaranteed a shoot at that time. So And I mean, after this year, I won't have to deal with a child playing baseball anymore, but I just refuse to miss any games. And I don't, you don't get the baseball schedule till January. So, you know what I mean? Like, or February. So I do try to schedule what I can. But then, you know, the rest of the year, they know what shoots we're doing. They just don't know the date yet because again, a lot of times I let them vote on the date because I see what I'm available. I give them the two options. That way nobody really gets mad at me if they can't come because it's just known that the one that gets, and they see the votes on the poll in the group, you know what I mean? Like, and they're like, okay. And nobody seems to get mad at that. Whereas sometimes I think when you just pick a blatant date and nobody can come, then you know, that it seems to be more like you chose, whereas when they vote, they technically chose. So that seems to work better for me. You know, again, I should have said this at the very beginning, as with businesses, model teams can be run a thousand different ways. Okay. And what works for one may not work for others. I mean, if you are somebody that likes to have a very set schedule and you can sit down and schedule, that is definitely a good thing. Let them know the dates ahead of time. And, you know, when they join the team, they know, right? But you know, not everybody's like that. And sometimes we have to schedule some things and leave some things up in the air. But having a general itinerary for the guaranteed shoots they're going to participate in, to me, that is extremely important because especially when you're charging a fee, you're able to say, well, I guarantee 5 shoots. If I end up doing 7, that's just a bonus, right? Or I guarantee 4 or 3 or however many you're going to do. And at least they have that idea, even if they don't have the exact date of every one of those, right? And then pop-up shoots can happen throughout the year. Whoever's available is available. So I think that's kind of the best way to, you know, kind of, you know, straddle that line, if you will, of being, you know, scheduled, but also leaving yourself time to, if something comes up, you know, that kind of thing. So, okay. Now someone asked, I think this was Hannah asked, if you have a senior picture deadline for late fall. So some of us don't have a yearbook deadline. Some of us do. When, if you do have a yearbook deadline, when would you start advertising for your model team? Either one of you have deadlines. Becky does, don't you?
I mean, some surrounding schools do. Okay. But my plan is for next year to have them choose their senior date once I choose them. So that then I can release
the rest of your day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that's a really good idea because you want to make sure that you know ahead of time how many other shoots you can do outside of your model team. So that's a good idea.
Well, and to having winter, I mean, basically after November, no one's out doing photo shoots anyway. So my push is always summer before, summer before, summer before. So, I mean, that's, I think enough gives them enough time.
I mean, you certainly could even make all of your models do their shoots by a certain date, as in like June 30th. And then everything else would be for any outside of your model team sessions. You could always do that too. You just put it in your contract because I've seen people do that before too. You know, maybe the theory behind that is maybe, you know, the getting them done prompts other people to want to book it. And that allows you to show off the model team's individual senior sessions to advertise July, August, September, October, right? So that could be a thing too. Jayden, do you know, some of your schools have a deadline too, right?
We have that, like, if you want your senior ad to have your senior photo for the yearbook deadline, but most of our schools don't have like a, we put this casual photo in the yearbook. Most of our schools make you do like a drapes and pearls.
Right. Okay. And that's how mine is I don't have the yearbook deadline, but Hannah, I'm assuming you do have a yearbook deadline, right? Like if you take a senior's photo, that is their yearbook photo, not an ad, but like on the senior's page, that's your photo, right?
Yeah. So about half of the schools are November 1st right now. And then like the other half are like December 1st.
Okay. So if that was the case, I would say to start looking for class of 2025 models in the winter, early spring of their junior year.
Okay.
Because you want them to start talking to their classmates about you. I mean, that's the point, right? Before time for them to book. And I would assume if they have the deadline of November 1st or December 1st, they're booking senior sessions June, July, August, September, October.
Yeah, okay. A lot in September. I feel like it's like when most of them want it.
So then, you always want to make sure you are marketing to a certain class before they actually start booking. So if they're going to start thinking about senior photos as early as June, then having your model team in place to market, help you market to that class, March, April, May would be my goal. Because you could do a group shoot with them and they would have the content to start posting, to get your name out. And it takes a while for people to get on board, right? So you want them talking about you and posting well before seniors actually have to start booking, right? And then maybe you would do some of the model team's individual photos as early as June, and then they would have those to use to market, you know, your business. So I would say January at the latest, but I think you could easily start looking as early as November, December. I typically start looking around November, December, and I don't even have a deadline. So if that tells you anything, January, February, between November and February is probably when I would at least start the process, and then have the team in place by like March, early April, and do a content group styled shoot. So they immediately have content to share, to tag you in and share with their friends, et cetera. Okay. Becky says, I plan to start communicating about 2025 model team in late November so that she can have her team chosen by late February. So same kind of time frame.
And I'm later. I have not had success with early recruitment. I have more success if I wait till March or April.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just because maybe they're not thinking. I mean, you don't have.
I found that just people aren't thinking about it.
Right.
Until they get their rings. Mm-hmm. And typically that starts to happen in March or April around here.
Right. Right. And I mean, you know, being in Georgia, she has a lot more time to photograph. She's in
So that probably doesn't prompt people. Can't shoot in like December, January, February. And it's really not weather. It's just that it looks, there's nothing on the trees.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. Does that answer your question, Hannah?
Yeah. And then, okay, before I forget, how do you guys like go about like styling the group shoots?
Okay. That's a good question. So typically I think we're maybe all the same, but I typically send a inspo board that, you know, shows the theme, has links to certain clothes that would work well for it. You know, I definitely have learned along the way to put do not do certain things if I am very specific about like let's say I was doing a Valentine shoot. I do not want someone wearing orange or black. That's just, you know, or whatever the color may be. So very specific that, because if you leave that open, then somebody might show up with that color, right? Like one time I did when I first started, I did a Christmas tree shoot. And I said wear Christmas colors, but I did not say do not wear hot pink. And somebody wore hot pink because I didn't think anybody would think that was a Christmas color, right? But apparently it is. So if there is something very specific, you do need to spell it out. Do not wear this, do wear this. Does anybody, either one of you guys have any tips on styling?
I make them show me beforehand what they're going to wear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I've taken clothes and made one of them change before. Like what she brought just wasn't, I mean, she showed it to me in advance and it was not what it was supposed to be. And I took an outfit and had her change. She was a little salty about it at first, but those are her favorite photos. So.
Yeah. They look good. I remember seeing them. So So having a couple of things on hand is always good, whether you have a model team or seniors in general. So like a jean jacket or a sweater or, you know, a hat or something, because maybe they showed up with a dress that could work, but it would be better with a jean jacket because maybe it wasn't quite the right color or whatever, you know, so stuff like that helps.
I had a girl last year that would not wear a bra and she needed a bra. Mm-hmm. So I would bring props that she could like hold in front of herself, or like a jacket, so that I could get pictures. I mean, she wore things that were like gaped open in the front. And I was like, and I have like a whole spiel in my guides about modesty, because you're representing a business, and how I don't mind boobs, and I don't mind shoulders, and I don't mind stomach, and I don't mind legs, but I do mind them all together in one outfit. And she would just show up in these things that like, no. So yeah,
well, I have a question. Like
a hat in front of her.
Right. Wait, yeah. Kim, go ahead.
Well, that was going to be my, that is very much what I was going to ask about, but more I thought of, you know, a lot of the cheerleaders follow me because my daughter is a cheerleader, and looking at their Instagram, it's so sexy.
Yes.
And if you run into even like posing stuff, you know, how they pose, I mean, you addressed what they wear, but do you run into any of that with them?
Well, I always say
if I get girls that do the back pooch, I'll just move them to a different pose and then go, you know, or if they want to like, because I do a beach shoot every year. If they want to like open thigh sit with their knees on the beach, I'll like make them sit over on their side. You know, I won't even take the picture if they're hooch posing.
Well, and I always think that sometimes you can counteract an outfit that's a little more risque with a more traditional pose. Like, I'm not going to pose somebody in a more advanced model type pose if they already are wearing something that's a little too revealing, because those two things together to me make it look a little more sexual, right? So I probably put them in the most innocent pose ever if their outfit's a little less innocent, if that makes sense. But then also having jean jackets and things that you can put over top of something that maybe is a little too revealing is always a good thing. Now, I have a question to Becky, because you said you make them send, and I've done that too, make them send. I do think that there is a fine line. I think it depends on your personality, first of all. Let me clarify. There's a fine line between receiving an outfit and being able to say it the right way without hurting somebody's feelings, that it is in fact not the right outfit for the shoot. And then the other thing I have run into with the whole send me your outfit before is sometimes they send it to me the day before. And at that point, it's too late for them to go find something new. So then you basically either have to bring something yourself or deal with what they have, because they're not going to have time to go shopping. So Becky, to you, have you run into that?
I think I'm an over communicator. So I'm like on them about, and granted, I've only had a couple of, you know, shoots thus far that I've been kind of adamant about what they're wearing. But, you know, like you, I send them, you know, these, you know, inspo pictures from Pinterest and, you know, stay away from this, or stay, you know, some guidelines. But I think that very quickly you can kind of create that relationship with them where they get to know you. So you can kind of feel, and I guess I used to be management. So I try to like put my manager hat on and realize you can't coach everyone the same. And so some girls you can be like, that's not going to fly. And they're like, oh, okay, I'll choose something else. And some you have to be a little more careful with and say, hey, I like that, but do you have something that's a little more this, you know? So it's kind of like a positive and not a, oh, no, honey, you know, kind of thing. So
Yeah. No, that's a good, I mean, that's true. Some people are going to get their feelings hurt and some aren't.
Yeah.
And knowing how to address that. I mean, ultimately, it depends on the shoot, because some shoots I don't really care all that much about. But if it is a very distinct theme, and you don't communicate that well, then you are disappointed and you're wasting your time on something that you envisioned that doesn't ultimately come out like you. And I mean, it happens to me sometimes. Case in point, last year, I wanted to do this very retro camp theme. And I did send an inspo board, but not everybody reads an inspo board the way you intended the inspo board, okay? And sometimes they honestly wait till the last minute and don't have time to go get the thing that would work the best anyway. And I think the combination of the two happened with the shoot. And nobody showed up with retro anything. I mean, they had on jeans and a plaid shirt, which was not at all the look I was going for. In fact, one of the girls wore, she thought if she went and got something out of her mother's closet, that that was retro. And I'm like, no, it doesn't count as retro. Okay.
Rude.
I know, right? So I was like, I'm kind of offended myself as a mother. I'm just kidding. But it ended up being a fine fall shoot, but it absolutely was not at all the vision I had. But lesson learned, I just have to either do a better job communicating. I didn't, in that particular instance, I did not have them send me their outfits before. So, you know, there are things that you can do to ensure that you have the outcome you want and making sure you see it beforehand and enough time beforehand that you could make a suggestion to go get something different or find something different in your closet is probably key, or either just be super relaxed about the shoot itself and not care. I mean, that's, you know, that's the alternative, right? And sometimes
I don't know about anyone
super relaxed. What?
I don't know about anyone else's models, but mine will ask a lot. If I say, like this weekend, I said, oh, I have some time between a couple of mini sessions. Why don't you guys come out? Let's do fall photos. And they're like, what do you want us to wear? What should we bring with us? So I've been kind of lucky this year with the girls kind of asking for direction. Right. So,
and I think every year the models are different. I mean, I definitely think, you know, over the years I've had some that are way more communicative than the than others. Some are really, really good at styling themselves, and some aren't. I mean, you know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of it's kind of lessons learned along the way, little things you can do to ensure you can team up with a boutique if you have a very specific look and you want specific clothing and you can find a boutique that has the look you want. That's always an option too. And I've done that in the past where the girls have to go to the boutique and the boutique styles them. But, you know, if it's a very specific concept, even a boutique might not work so well just because, you know, case in point, the retro camp thing. I mean, a boutique in town's not going to have retro camp. I mean, in my head, I was imagining those, you know, those retro shorts that have the white piping and like the knees, like the, you know, tube socks, like that's the stuff I was pinning and nobody showed up with that. Whereas if I were to do it again, I'd probably go on Amazon and buy $20 worth of those shorts so I could say, go put that on there if I really wanted that concept, right? Anybody else have anything to add as far as styling?
Well, I do. I've made them sending me outfits more about styling the group as a whole and less about what they're specifically wearing. So I always ask them to send me two or three outfit options so I can style the group as a whole. And then I have also let them know that the first person that, like the order in what they send me is the order in which I choose what's right. going on. So the earlier they send me clothing, the better chance they have of not having to go find something else.
Right. Smart. Because you don't want everybody showing up in one color or right. whatever the case may be, or you don't want somebody showing up in clashing colors. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. No, that's a good idea too. Cause then you can blame it on the group aesthetic.
Right. And it makes it easier to tell that person like, no, that's not it. It's less about what they're wearing and more about like the whole group, you know, has been sending me this and let's go with this one instead of this one.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Good tip. Okay. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.